from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
I'm a Warriors fan all the way.
Oh, baby. My favorite day of the week, and this Monday is going to be special. Very, very special. Line them up right now. 888-957-9570. Shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And guess what? Welcome to the family, River Islands. That's right. All guests on 95.7 The Game will appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Go visit them right now. Let's get down to business. Shasky, good morning to you. Good morning to Spadoni. Good morning to Lutman. The dust is starting to settle, although there's a lot more moves to be made. However, the Warriors swing and miss on Paul George. Not that they didn't try. The Clippers just didn't want to do business because of the luxury tax and the CBA, which was something we'll break down all show long. But reality has hit us all in the face. Klay Thompson, who's won 4 championships, he's been an all-NBA player, one of the best two-way players before the injuries. He's been one of the more iconic Warriors on the top 10 list. He's going to be on it forever. Number 11 will be in the Raptors. He's alerted to go to State Warriors that it's time to move on. And Klay Thompson will be playing in a different uniform next season. We can get into whether or not that's a good thing for the Warriors, a bad thing for the Warriors, a bad thing for Klay Thompson. Did he overplay his hand? We'll get into all that. But the reality is, Shasky, is when Chase Center tips off next season, Klay Thompson will not be in the Warriors uniform. And that hits a bit different.
It's a really sad day. And we could talk about what makes them better next year or whatever. Just want to reflect for a second. You were saying he's one of the all-time Warriors. Like, you and I are in our 40s.
Yep.
In my life, in some order, it depends on who you're talking to. It's Steph, it's Mully, it's Klay, it's Dre. Some order. So he's either 2, 3, or 4
yep.
in most people's lives in terms of greatest Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the older generation, there's the Rick Barrys and there's guys like that. And so I can't speak on that. I'm talking about my life. He always felt underrated during his tenure with the Warriors, even when they were winning championships. This is a guy that was an unbelievable competitor. One of the great Wolverines in terms of being an Iron Man.
Yep.
one of the best defenders in Warrior history at his prime. And it felt like right when he was reaching his prime as one of, you can make the argument, one of the top eight, nine players in the league.
The guy
goes down with one of the most gruesome injuries of all time. It's Navarro Bowman-like in the sense that we were robbed of watching the back end of what was going to be a surefire, you know, top 75, top 50 player of all time. And it's really sad. I mean, it really is. It's a woulda, coulda, shoulda. In a different way of, from an Alden Smith, which was a woulda, coulda, shoulda on one end. Mm-hmm. Like, if Clay never suffers that injury, you know, what happens to him? What happens to the Warriors? Yep. And I think about all the threads that got us to this point. And I don't know if you're initiated with this song or you understand it, but Weezer has a song called Undone, and it's about a sweater, okay? And the metaphor is that if you pull a little thread on the sweater and you slowly start to walk away, eventually the individual becomes naked. Now, again, it's metaphoric here, right? And I think about all the little threads that have gotten us to this point, and how now the Warriors or their fans metaphorically are standing here kind of naked without their Klay Thompson. And it just sucks. And, you know, I know that there's finances baked in. There's emotion baked in. There's pride and ego. And there's a lot of things baked in. Frustration on both ends. But the reality is that he should be celebrated today. And I know we're frustrated.
Yeah.
Because the Warriors are out of control. But this is one of the greatest players I've ever seen play. And I want to see him go out on his terms. And he deserves a standing ovation from Warrior fans at every single turn.
Yeah, we'll get to the celebration aspect of Klay Thompson at some point this week. No doubt about it. We'll have a Klay Day. We'll remember the times with Klay. He hasn't officially signed with anybody yet. The rumors are the Dallas Mavericks are in on a conversation. The LA Lakers are there and on a conversation. From what I'm hearing is Orlando has kind of taken a step back as they gave Kentavious Caldwell-Pope a 3-year, $66 million deal to go down to play with the Orlando Magic, and apparently he chose them over the Denver Nuggets. Look, the CBA, my biggest takeaway over the weekend is the CBA is crippling even the richest owners in the world. Stan Kroenke and the Denver Nuggets, they're not making a lot of moves because they're afraid of that second apron and what that second apron could do to you. Steve Ballmer, the richest owner in the NBA. The Clippers, look, the Warriors are doing business with them, and we'll get to the specifics here in a second. But they're with the Clippers, and they gave them a variation of combinations saying, here you go, we want Paul George. Paul George agreed, hey, I'll go to the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors were ready to offer him a 4-year deal with the max money as he signs a 4-year, $212 million deal with the 76ers. That happened at 12:30 in the morning. Now Philly has Embiid, Maxey, and Paul George. We'll see how that goes in the Eastern Conference. I like Paul George as a third option a lot better than I do as a second option with the Golden State Warriors, but we'll get into all that. But the richest owners in this league are very hesitant to make major moves to stay into that luxury tax because of what it means to stand in that second apron. So you can't get on Dunleavy for saying, hey, he's not doing anything. Well, they tried to get the Paul George deal. They exhausted all options, different variations of a trade to go try to get Paul George. But again, folks, it takes two to tango.
Did you interpret, because I interpreted the Clippers basically choosing one of two outcomes. It was either we want a combination of players that we could utilize because of our financial situation, or we can have cap relief. I interpreted them not doing business with the Warriors as a twofold thing. They didn't want to deal with the Warriors because they're in their division.
Yep.
But I think more than anything, it was the cap relief not being in those aprons. They actually outweighed whatever the Warriors were giving them. Now, it could entirely be that they didn't like the package. I don't know. I'm talking about my interpretation.
I think it was the money. It was the salary cap. It was the luxury tax. It was the apron. And they didn't want to go over that second apron. They didn't want to be in the tax and be a repeater tax team. So we'll get the financials for the LA Clippers. But right now, the Warriors, and people don't want to hear this, they're now under that luxury tax. They're not going to be in the repeater tax, which, you know, something that I was hesitant to say last week. I really was.
What's that?
Because I'm the ultimate Super Bowl or bust type of guy. I love when my teams go for championships. But I understand in this situation where Joe Lacob has paid the luxury tax over and over and over again, and we just saw the most expensive team in basketball history, the Golden State Warriors, finish in 10th place. They finish in 10th place. That's not good business.
No.
That's not a good return for your buck, right? And so getting under this and maybe taking a step back financially for a season, A lot of people are not going to be happy because we still got number 30 playing at a high level, Stephen Curry. And what I worry about come All-Star break, if the Warriors are struggling going towards the All-Star break, that noise will get louder and louder louder about Stephen Curry finishing his career with the Golden State Warriors. Because you know what happens around All-Star break? The media comes in nationally, internationally. What's going on with Steph? Are you guys going to win? What does he want? Is he going to sign an extension? We'll get to all that. But the Clippers situation, Chasky, is, number one, it was the money. They didn't want to be in the tax.
Mm-hmm.
And two, on a lesser degree, in the back of their minds, I'm sure they thought, yeah, we're going to really give Paul George to the Golden State Warriors. It's something that I just, for the life of me, I just didn't see the Clippers giving away a Paul George, and I'm not going to say give away because who knows what the package would have been.
But helping out
the Golden State Warriors, they're probably thinking, yeah, let's try to stay away from this. We'd rather let Paul George walk for nothing, save our finances, get out of this tax, and go ahead and re-sign James Harden and go get Kevin Porter Jr. to go play ball with Kawhi Leonard.
I think if this was 3 years ago before that CBA, because the CBA came, we signed Poole, signed Wiggins in about October, November, whatever it was of that year.
October.
Then that April, okay, they came up with an entire new CBA. I think if this is pre that CBA, I just think everyone views their finances differently. I think Denver's viewing it differently, to your KCP point.
Last year, look at them. They didn't sign Bruce Brown. Mm-hmm. They let Jeff Green go to Houston. If they have those two guys, Bruce Brown to Jeff Green, is there any doubt Denver goes back-to-back? I think they go back-to-back with Bruce Brown and Jeff Green.
It's entirely plausible.
Now you lose KCP, and you don't have much money available, and you got to extend Jamal Murray. But Stan Kroenke, out of all the owners, Stan Kroenke, who built that billion-dollar palace, $5 billion palace at SoFi Stadium, is like, yeah, we want to stay out of this tax, too.
Well, I think, let's peel it back for just the Warriors. I can't look at their current situation without evaluating the Draymond Green contract extension has really put them up against a rock and a hard place. And look, we could talk about how important Draymond is as a player, which is true. I agree with that. It is true. But because of the money you allocated him, you're not a player in free agency. You don't have an open slot. Yep. Because of the money you gave to him, you alienated both emotionally and financially Klay Thompson. You were limited. You were limited in what you could give. Now, it's not just Draymond's money, but I'm saying Draymond was coming up as an extension, and had you let him walk, I think some of the financial situations you're facing this year, not all of it, some of it would have been alleviated. The thing that's even harder to swallow is the whole Jordan Poole saga regarding Draymond Green. Because this all goes back. Again, I'm not trying to pinpoint him as the only one. It takes two to tango. The owner brought him back. The front office brought him back. Steph brought him back. This is the bed that they made. They need to lie in it. But the way the Jordan Poole thing went down, and it's a bad contract, Jordan Poole's. I get it. Believe me, I hear it. But he is a 23-year-old player that you had to staple a draft pick to. To go send him away and get CP3, who you waived for nothing. So the last year and a half, in terms of how they've utilized their assets are money, which is what you could spend, draft capital, young players on the roster, it's hard to defend it. And now they're sitting here and they're very limited because of how prohibitive the CBA is. So all of these decisions are now coming to roost. This is the bed that they've created, and they have to lie in it.
Well, it's going to come to a head at some point with this roster because you can't pay everybody, right? Even if you had Jordan Poole and say nothing happens to Jordan Poole, you still have had him on the books, and what does it look like here? Now,
which is a great point.
With the CP3 deal, you look at it as we kind of all knew that CP3 is going to be here for 1 year. CP3, Chris Paul, signs a 1 year, $11 million deal with the San Antonio Spurs to go team up with Victor Wembanyama. He's going to throw lobs all day to Victor Wembanyama. Now you got an entry passer. It's a great fit for Chris Paul. Goes down to San Antonio, and he gets a mentor, Stephon Castle from UConn, I should say, the number 4 overall pick. So that aspect, you did lose for nothing. However, the finance department will tell you, we got our books in order. So it's not a lose-lose situation. I get the doom and gloom right now with everything. But with the cap flexibility now going into next season. Now, it doesn't look pretty right now. I can't believe. Look, I know people are going to come down my road and say, man, you're shilling. You're doing this. You're doing that.
No, this is opinions.
Listen. You're under the first and second apron, which last week, all last week I said, the best situation for them right now, because I didn't see an avenue to them getting better in the Western Conference, even with Paul George. I was like, Paul George has got 4 years of $212 million. I still would take the Boston Celtics over Philadelphia. Okay. I'm still looking at the New York Knicks over Philadelphia. And Paul George is the number two, I'm hesitant on and giving them a max deal. However, the Warriors agreed to do that. And I would have been cool with that, because that tells me they were big name hunting and they were trying to win or whatnot and maximize Steph Curry's window. We get all that. But the Draymond situation, it does point back to it. There's no denying it. There's no denying it. You could be the biggest Draymond fan. You could be the biggest Draymond hater. The fact is what was his market last offseason after that season had played out? What was the market? I'm not sure he had a market. I'm not sure.
Look at the money being handed out this offseason, okay? They're players, and look, we could talk about how great of a defender he is. There's top-end money, and then there's low-end money. And then, like, even someone like KCP, who brings tremendous value and is in his prime, okay, and has been a key cog on championship teams recently. No one's saying that individually KCP is better than Draymond, but he got a three-year, $22 million a year deal. I mean, for a team with a team that had some cap room, not a lot, but some cap room. Again, I just, given where the Warriors were, again, you cannot look at the domino effect or the butterfly effect or however you want to, but of Draymond. It's part of this. This is all part of it. And if you think that they need to ride with Draymond, fine, we're going to get a chance to see it. Like, this is the bet that they've made. And so now they could still pivot. There is still an entire offseason. Right. There's things that they can do to enhance the roster. I don't see, and I'm just looking at it right now, how you welcome back Andrew Wiggins into the locker room, given everything that's transpired over the last 3 days.
You get rid of Andrew Wiggins, and now you got no point of attack defenders outside of Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, but how do you put that back in the box you don't let him play for Team Canada, where you basically have dangled him in every trade? I think it's going to be very, and I'm just saying it'd be very difficult for me to walk back into that locker room and be like, oh yeah, now you guys need me?
It's you got to be a professional.
That's true.
You got to be a professional, right? That's what everybody says. You got to be a professional, but I'm with you. That situation is very strange. I'm not sure what's going on here. The Warriors are saying that it's a mutual decision. Team Canada's GM comes out and says, yeah, he got cleared. I'm not sure what's going on here, but Andrew Wiggins was on that podcast with those Canadian brothers on the podcast, what was that, a couple months ago, where he said, look, man, when I do play for Team Canada, it helps me get into a rhythm, going into that next season. So it's very important to me. I don't know what's going on with that. I just, the Warriors say it's mutual. Team Canada says it's not. I'm sure more news will come out with that. But it is a point where, how do you welcome Andrew Wiggins back into the locker room? And now the Warriors are trying to make, see, here's a notion that I can't subscribe to. And I won't subscribe to. Is that Mike Dunleavy is not doing anything. Well, it's noted that they tried to go for Paul George.
The Clippers said no.
The Clippers basically said no.
For whatever reasons that they wanted, the Clippers said no.
Chris Paul. They got the extension on the deadline for $30 million. They're trying to make something happen. Obviously, teams was like, we're going to call the Warriors bluff. Go ahead, guarantee that $30 million. Stay in that tax. And the Warriors say, well, we can't find anything right now in the next 48 hours. We got to waive them. Because CP3 at that point said, yeah, no more extended the deadline. You're either going to give me my 30 or waive me.
Yeah, because he knew that the money was going to dry up. Look at the money around the league.
Once Malik Monk signed his 4-year, $78 million deal, you know what happened, though? I think we all kind of underestimated what the CBA would present to the league. Because I was under the assumption Monk was going to get about $30 to $35 million a year.
We all did.
I was like, wow.
I thought Clay was going to get $25 to $30 million multi-year deal. And it feels like he's going to get a third, a half of that?
Maybe a mid-level, but you know what? He may get the year, and it tells me that money doesn't always buy happiness. It's great to have a lot of money. I could try to find a way to be happy with a lot of money. There's no doubt about it.
What do you mean by this?
What I mean by that is, obviously, this situation with the Golden State Warriors, where he had the 2-year, $48 million deal on the table. He doesn't take it. They don't negotiate at all. Feelings were hurt.
No doubt.
It apparently is nasty with Klay Thompson, so he's going to move on here, and apparently his happiness is more important than the money right now in this situation.
Well, there was
an
impasse.
That's just how I'm reading it.
No, I agree with you. There was clearly an impasse, but also I would say that I think and to your point of taking two to tango, he obviously felt frustrated, but just from everything I'm seeing, reading, you know, viewing. Sounds like the Warriors weren't as interested either. It was like both parties.
It did.
I hate saying this. This has a very Jeff Kent-like feel to it. And the reason why I'm using Jeff Kent as an example is that it felt like Jeff Kent was underappreciated his entire time with the Giants. And for whatever reason, at the end, it got very salty. And both parties felt like they were done with each other. Yeah. And he was going to go elsewhere. And it just felt like there was, not bad blood's probably too strong of a word, but there was saltiness. Right. And I feel very similar like this. There's going to be multiple camps in this divorce between Klay Thompson and the Warriors. And it sucks to me that an all-time legend is going out in this way, like in this particular way. Right. And if I'm him, I think he has every right to feel any way he wants about just the way everything has gone down the last couple of years. The one thing that I like, let's, as Warrior fans, let's not kick the guy on the way out the door.
Well,
that's a little unfair.
Listen, man.
That's a little unfair.
It's unfair.
I think it's unfair.
People are
going
to do what they're going to do. And you know how this works in today's day and age. It ain't take 24 hours for people to stop saying, oh, man, Clay, you're immature. If you're going to take a discount with another team, not with us, you're immature. Screw you. You're petty. You're being this. You're being that. Let's not name call because there's two sides to every single story. And again, when it comes to Paul George or Chris Paul and all these deals that people want happening out there, it takes two to tango. You need another team to agree. That's why I always try to, whenever we break down games or whatnot, Shasky, I always try to look at, hey, what about the other side? What are they saying? How do they feel? Because we always look at things one-sided through the Warriors' prism. And hey, as a Warrior fan, yeah, we're disappointed. This is what our roster looks like right now. But hey, you know what? Offseason's not over yet. We're a day in. Let's see what happens. Maybe there's a sign of trade and the Warriors could get something back for Klay Thompson. But I am surprised. I'm not going to lie. We're discussing like potential targets for Klay Thompson. I don't know why I thought Dallas was a dark horse for whatever reason. And I'm surprised that they've been able to create enough money, and now they're dependent on the Warriors to get a sign and trade for Klay Thompson. But I'm surprised they're even in the sweepstakes, that they're a finalist for Klay Thompson. Because now I'm thinking about the fit on the court. Yeah, defensively, the backcourt is going to be a problem with Kyrie Luka.
Yeah, but as a catch and Klay, shooter?
But as a catch and shoot
with those
guy.
Those two playmakers?
That's what I'm saying.
And then you have a big defensively who can hide some of their stuff. I think it's actually a great fit.
It's a great fit for Klay Thompson.
In a weird way, I think it's a better fit than Orlando. But again.
Nah, I'm with you, though. And you get there with Jason Kidd.
You get Lively,
Luka.
You get Gafford.
No doubt.
One thing that always helps any kind of defender out on the perimeter is having that big as a shot blocker. At the rim.
You funnel that player to the shot blocker.
You
press up these guys. These guys can clean it up behind you. And that's what really destroyed the Warriors over the last year is not having that rim protection. When they had Bogut and Zaza and JaVale, all these rim protectors, it was so much better.
You and I had a talk a couple years ago. I forget when. We've probably said it five or six times. I mean, geez, we talk every day. I thought, without a doubt, no doubt in my mind, I would have bet my life savings. I would have bet everything my wife and I have ever built up, which isn't a lot, but everything that I've ever earned in this world, I would have bet it all on, it's going to end poorly between the Warriors and Draymond. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that it would end poorly between the Warriors and Klay Thompson.
No, I didn't think so either.
Never in my wildest dreams did I have this happening this way.
But I also think about Steph Curry now. Well, I'll pick it up on the other side. More coming up. 888-957-9570. Dub Nation. We didn't book any guests because I want to hear from the Warrior fans. How are you feeling this morning? Klay, the situation, Paul George, Chris Paul, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to talk all day about Klay. Look, there's a lot going on. Giants win 2-3 against the Dodgers. Brandon Ayuk is going on podcasts. He feels disrespected. The Sharks get Macklin Celebrini. There's a lot going on in the Bay Area right now.
Bivens!
And right now, speaking of Bivens, celebrating against Shohei Ohtani, which got the Dodgers crying. Beat writers on the payroll now? What's going on here?
Beat writers, shut up!
What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank? Your calls, 888-957-9570. If you want to have a memory about Klay Thompson, whatever it is, give us a call. Warriors Offseason Summit coming up on Monday, July 8th. I'm sure we'll talk more about this at the summit on the rooftop terrace of Fremont Bank's state-of-the-art new headquarters. Starts at 2 p.m. with Willard and Dibs live and the rest of the crew from 4 to 6 p.m. Go to 957thegame.com right now to reserve your spot today.
This is Klay Thompson, and you are listening to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. You better not be roasting me if I'm giving all these intros.
Oh, man. Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson moving on to a different team. Getting drafted in the first round, number 11 overall, back in 2011. Back in 2011. Made his debut on Christmas Day as a rookie from Washington State. And from then on, it went from Klay ups to one of the best two-way players to Game 6 Klay to what we've seen now over the last 2 years. And over the last 2 years, it has been horrible. You know, I was just looking at some splits yesterday, Shatsky, just of Klay coming off the bench. Because what if he does sign somewhere and comes off the bench, which I think Warrior fans will take as a slap in the face. But his splits off the bench, 46% from the floor, 43% from the three-point line. And I know there could be plays of cupcakes. We do all that. Like the Giants right now, they're fifth to run scored, apparently, since like May 15th. When you look at the schedule, or like May 5th or something like that, but you look at the schedule, they played the Pirates, and they played the Mets when they were scuffling. You got the Colorado Rockies for seven. Whatever. Numbers are numbers. And, we could always skew them and tweak them to fit our narrative or whatnot. But I do want people to remember that Klay is an all-time Golden State Warrior. No matter what happened. I was listening to Spadoni, Shasky, and he's so right. What the hell did you expect Klay Thompson to be after those two gruesome injuries? Remember the first 3 months when Klay came back? We were all holding our breath whenever he jumped because we thought he was going to collapse with another injury. We were praying that he just didn't re-injure himself.
Look, this is good. Just listen to what I'm going to say. Don't just aggregate me and clip this. But like, we had a lot of energy for Scott Cousins because of the Buster Posey thing, right? And Scott was a fringe major leaguer trying to make his way. And the way the game was played at that point in time, you did plow a catcher, right? Like, as a guy who's a fringe guy, like
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happened when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You had to... The Danny Green play?
Yeah.
The Danny Green play. And I get it, it's the NBA Finals. This wasn't like a game in February. But that one, and it's not, and I'm not even like, I'm not even mad per se at Danny Green to this point, but it's one of those plays, and I even said like, it was kind of reckless, but the energy that we had for Scott Cousins, like, to me, like, Buster thankfully somehow recovered from that and was better than ever. I don't even know how. He had a freaking MVP season the very next year. that play, sadly, like, ended what was going to be the prime of one of the best players in basketball. And it sucks. And I just, again, I'm not even sitting here saying we should be criticizing Danny Green. What I'm saying is that play had an effect on that player in the same way the Pete Rose, Ray Fosse thing.
Yep.
It felt like Ray Fosse was never, the same
was never the same
in terms of his shoulder injury.
Yep.
Like, I can't watch. And people were showing the video of him coming back out. I can't watch it because, to me, I feel horrible for the guy. He will never be the same athletically.
So,
and mentally.
Our seats at Oracle Arena for the media during those finals, and really for all the games, but I remember section, I want to say 119 in the corner. In the corner. I don't know if you ever sat in those seats with us before, but in the corner, and it happened right in front of us. And when he was going, because, like, up until that point, Clay was having an all-time game. An all-time game. Well, I was like, wow, he's taking this game over. He's taking, he pulled up from the Oracle logo and hit a three. And you know Clay doesn't shoot him deep.
No.
He gets on the three-point line. That's Steph's range, right? He pulled up and hit one, and Oracle was deafening. I had popped like seven Advils that day because I was just like, it's so loud in here. It's hot. It's a bandbox. This is old school basketball at the height of his powers. And when he landed, and I looked at his knee, when he landed, and the way he reacted right away, I was like, oh no. Oh no. But then he came back out.
I know.
He came back out, and I thought, oh, he's okay. And he hits the free throws, get backs on defense, jumps up and down, and Draymond looks at him like, are you kidding me? You got a torn ACL, dude. Get out the game. But that was Klay Thompson. And yes, we didn't see a lot of his prime. We saw some prime years, but we didn't see what could have been the best of Klay Thompson there. And that was unfortunate. And look, the ACL injury happened because he was coming back from the ACL injury the day he tore his Achilles tendon. The day they drafted James Wiseman, number two overall. Delon Wright was at that workout. So I heard a lot from Darrell. And Darrell Wright basically said, yo, the rumor was Clay was looking better than ever. He was looking better than ever. And he tore the Achilles. And so, to your point about Danny Gray, that play, it did rob Clay Thompson of what could have been.
Yeah, you know, like, you're talking about, you were there in the arena. I was at the station, the old station, and Alex Scott was in the spaceship, if you will, and he would have the radio sound super, super loud. So it was like a 15-second or so difference between the live radio sound that was going on and what was on the television. And it was me and Covey waiting to do the post game. You know, you're sitting there watching the game. And hearing Jim Barnett, oh no, oh no, after he went to go, you know, yam it down, we were waiting to see what happened. And then right away, seeing it live, because I heard the audio before I saw the video, and then you hear this.
Curry to Thompson, Thompson to the rim, goes up, he got fouled from behind, trying to dunk it. Danny Green with the foul, and Thompson's hurt.
Oh, he's
hurt.
His left knee. Tim, he is really hurt.
Danny Green fouled him as he flew in for a dunk. He fouled him from behind. How many more injuries must this team go through?
Oh, I just don't like the way he reacted when he was on the ground.
The ovation you hear right now is for Klay Thompson. He walked down the tunnel and said, no, I'm not going to the locker room. This is game six of the NBA Finals. I'm going to turn around, walk under his own power, got back to the free throw line.
I mean, will never forget that, B.
That moment.
Jim encapsulated how everyone felt. No! Yeah. No! I mean, I dropped to my knees.
So, Steph Curry's at the other end of the court, bent over.
Ugh.
But I tell you the moment that really, when that injury sunk in for me, it happened that night.
Yeah.
I was walking down the tunnel in the old narrow tunnels at Oracle Arena, and I saw Steph and Aisha. And Aisha found out that Steph Curry, or excuse me, Klay Thompson tore his ACL because the report came out. And Aisha said, no! And, like, tears started flowing because they were all taking pictures in the bleachers of the last game at Oracle Arena. And I remember walking past them, and I used to say, no, not Clay, not Clay. And I'll never forget that image. I'll never forget that image. It's like, damn, not only did we lose the NBA Finals, Kevin Durant just walked off the court in game five, which is still, it took me a quarter of basketball to, like, get over. What did I just see? What did I just see? Like, Scotiabank Arena.
What did Curry go for, 50 that one game?
Oh, 47 in game three.
I mean,
in game three.
By himself. Literally? Yeah, that entire series, I remember taking calls for days after, but in that post game, when I said, how can you be mad at the Warriors' effort?
No, you can't
be. I was such a proud Warrior fan.
And speaking of which, who's a Proud Warrior fan right now, because they tried to make the effort to go get Paul George. They tried. It's a fact that they tried. Are you really going to be mad at Mike Dunleavy for whiffing on Paul George? It takes two to dance. We'll get to that. Richie Z, I see your super chat. Bonte Joe, why don't you get more super chats? You're my radio face. I have no idea. People be hating. That's why they don't want to spend money with us. It's okay. We're still here. Kevin, or actually, is it Kavon? Is it Kavon in Memphis? We'll get to him. Paul, Oscar, y'all coming up on the other side. 888-957-9570. We'll talk to Clay Thompson here on the Morning Roast. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
And I'm told LeBron James called Klay Thompson right when free agency opened, 6 p.m. Eastern, reached out, talked to Klay Thompson. The expectation that I have right now is these conversations, this negotiation, will go into tomorrow. There probably will not be a resolution tonight, but certainly Dallas, the Lakers, the Clippers are working to be involved in this. Those are the prominent teams for Klay Thompson, whose career is going to be somewhere other than Golden State.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph, we'll see you at the Paris Olympics. By the way, Team USA going to start working out next weekend, or this upcoming weekend, I should say. So that was Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN, the latest on Klay Thompson. As soon as free agency opened yesterday at 3 p.m. West Coast time, LeBron James made the phone call to try to bring Klay down to the L.A. Lakers, where his father's a color analyst on the radio side. Of course, that's Klay's childhood team. And boy, I see the photos just with Klay Thompson in the Laker uniform. I hate the Lakers. But Klay does look good in that uniform. Hashtag pause. Here's the latest as the segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. The latest is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope signs with the Orlando Magic. 3 years, $66 million. He averaged 10 points a game last year with the Denver Nuggets, but he does shoot 40% from three, and he's a lockdown defender. So now you got Jalen Suggs, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope in the backcourt defending guys with Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Let's see what Orlando does moving forward. Of course, the big fish in free agency, Paul George. He opted out of his deal Saturday, which basically killed the Warriors' chances of landing PG-13 Paul George. And so Paul George, late in the evening, 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, 12:30 in the morning, actually, we're all asleep when the alert came around. But Dr. J, Elton Brand, the Philadelphia 76ers brass flew out to L.A., and they got Paul George to sign a four-year, $212 million deal. That's right, Paul George, a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. He leaves L.A., his hometown, basically. It goes out to the East Coast to go to Philadelphia. 4 years, $212 million. Maxey signs a five-year, $205 million extension. So they have Embiid, Maxey, and Paul George. So Paul George, the Warriors are out on. And then, of course, they had to make a decision on Chris Paul. He extended his deadline for the guarantee, the $30 million guarantee. Now, the Warriors had the team option, which we all knew about when they traded for him last year, when they attached Jordan Poole, Ryan Rollins, Patrick Baldwin Jr., and a couple picks for Chris Paul. Well, Chris Paul got waived by the Golden State Warriors because they couldn't find a trade partner. Again, it takes two to tango. Not like they didn't try, but team said, nope, we're going to wait for you to waive him. And the Warriors waived him. And he goes ahead and signs a one-year, $11 million deal with the San Antonio Spurs. So where does that leave the Warriors? Where does that leave the Warriors, Shasky? Leaves them in a tough spot right now. Tough spot unless they could get Klay Thompson to agree to a signing trade and maybe get a couple assets back. But right now it looks bleak. The market looks bleak for the Golden State Warriors.
It does. It absolutely does. I keep coming back to, like, the Klay Thompson going to the Lakers. Ugh.
That would sting.
Well,
that would sting.
The Lakers.
I was telling you guys that this has like a Jeff Kent feel on a variety of levels in terms of like the divorce between the player and the organization and how the player always felt underrated, excuse me, both by his own fans and by the country, just in general, during the height of his powers. Kent went to the freaking Astros before he went to the Dodgers. He didn't go directly to the Dodgers. Most people assume in their head, like, oh, he went straight to the Dodgers. No, that's what Jason Schmidt did. That's what, you know, Brian Wilson did.
Juan Uribe.
That is not what Kent went to the Astros first with Clemens and Pettit and all that. Then he went to the Dodgers and he was hated. And I feel like to this day, and because Giants Dodgers is a thing, people still hold that against him. If he goes straight to the Lakers, that's going to be a tough one to swallow.
That will be tough.
That's going to be a tough one as well. And to go play with LeBron?
Right.
You're going to go play with LeBron?
That will be. That will be.
And
LeBron making a phone call, too.
The second free agency started, LeBron called Klay Thompson. I mean, isn't the whole clutch thing, like, part of their whole argument is, like, Draymond was in the parking lot calling for Kevin Durant right after they lost. Like, I hate clutch.
Yeah, I hate clutch management. But you're ready.
Serious? Did you see the art that they? Oh, and LeBron might take less. Of course.
Oh, don't turn on LeBron now. You'd take him in a heartbeat with the Golden State Warriors.
You'd
invite Clutch. You'd want Rich Paul on the show.
Still a free agent.
Rich Paul is being sued by some of the people who actually did the contracts.
You'd want Rich Paul on the show,
man. Master P thinks that Rich Paul is not doing contracts appropriately.
I call cap on that. No, but let's go to the Lions. Seriously, let's go to the Lions, man. A lot of people waiting on hold up. It's their day. We're guest free for a reason.
God,
we're guest
free. Lakers. We're guest free. Thank you.
Oh, do you hate the Lakers or you hate LeBron now? LeBron now too.
Screw the Lakers.
Oh, let's go to the lines. Kevon in Memphis. Kevon, what's happening?
What's going on, man?
What's up, baby?
Man, I'm listening to y'all about these Lakers, man. I see. Hey, you're passing for hating the Lakers, man. When you're a Warriors fan, it's only one team in Los Angeles that we like.
Who was that?
That'll be us. we take over the whole California. Oh. That's the Warriors.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I was a little confused. I was like, wait, because we don't like UCLA. We don't like USC. I don't like Pepperdine. I don't like Loyola Marymount. I could go on down the list. Biola College, you name it. Chapman, I don't like all of them. Occidental, I hate them all. All right, go ahead, Kevon.
Oh, man. Hey, I got to start off first with my favorite Clay moment would be 2016 Game 6 Clay, where he changed the course of the history of the Warriors. He made the history of Warriors change forever in Game 6. It'll always be Game 6 Clay. Even though I do like y'all theory as far as, like, Clay did have a good game in the Toronto series. He did 5 threes in 5 minutes. Yeah, I got to give it to him. He did that. My only question to y'all before we cut the line off and get to the next caller is, what sign and trade package could the Lakers actually give for Clay?
That's a million-dollar question.
Isn't it?
Would it be Austin Reeves? Would that fit in the cap?
Why would they get rid of him?
Yeah, I don't know. I agree.
Why would they take Austin Reeves?
Yeah, I mean, we'd take anything right now instead of losing him for nothing.
Look at
right?
D'Angelo Russell and like it.
Yeah, we're not going to.
I knew it was going to be D'Lo. Get D'Lo back. He'd be like the Avery Johnson of this era, the Terry Mulholland. Terry Mulholland played for the Cubs and Giants, like, exclusively over his like a five-time Giant. And I think Avery Johnson was a three- or four-time Warrior. And
I thought he was just a two-time Warrior. Maybe three-time?
Maybe it was the Spurs three times. It was the Mavs three times.
I don't see D'Lo being back here. Let's go to Paul in Washington. Paul, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, Bonte, Joe? Good morning.
What's up, Paul? Good morning.
Man, my ears are like pumpkins, man. I've been hanging in with 95.7 all week listening about this offseason. I am not mad at Dunleavy. I know Joe and the boys, they know exactly what they're doing. They're right where they're at. And, man, we all love Clay, and we're going to have a day for Clay. But right now, man, Bonte, I think Joe, we have a good team. If we could get one more player, man, because Mark and Dan last night said they were scared of Wemby. And I said, there's one man on the planet that is not, TJD. He dunked on him. He went up and said, parlez-vous français? Come on, baby, you know. So,
wait, can you say that again?
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
Parlez-vous français? Oui, oui, monsieur.
Oh, my God. Give it to me. I'm gonna clear the decks. Hold on. Paul, give it to me one more time.
Is he speaking French?
Parlez-vous français?
What does that mean?
Merci beaucoup? Oh, man.
Can you tell me what both of you are saying?
Well, merci beaucoup, I think, is hello in France.
Okay.
Hello, how are you doing?
Okay.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I said
merci
so much.
Is thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup.
So,
but I'm not sure what he said.
When you're asking for mercy, you're saying thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he said.
Monte's saying thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Say is, do you speak French?
Oh. No. The answer is no.
Yeah.
Clearly.
The French language, though, that accent, it hits differently when you're out there, man. When
it hits different.
It hits. Oh, man. I wish I should have paid attention to French class in high school.
How would that help you in California?
Being versatile, man. You know, just being versatile.
It's about being well-rounded.
There you go. By the way, the soccer's been really good. Oh, boy. How about England? Jude Bellingham, bicycle kick. Oh, my Lord.
No. Saved him from an all-time choke job.
Oh, and then
Slovakia.
And then Harry Kane. Here come. Hey, Switzerland. You want nothing to do with England, baby. We're coming.
You know.
Yes, sir.
You're Team England now?
I'm Team England, Team France.
Every team that's not America.
I tell you what, USA is going to be out to the Copa today.
You're not wrong. One thing I was thinking long and hard about, and look, I'll admit it, I wanted Paul George, right? And as the inventor of Pivot Don't Panic, I was thinking about this.
You mean Pivot and Panic? I think we got to rephrase it, Pivot and Panic.
No, this is just how I act every day.
Real quick, guys, per Sham Sharani of the latest, free agent center Isaiah Hartenstein, I know some Warriors fans were looking around him, signing a three-year, $87 million deal with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wow.
So Hartenstein,
that's a lot of money.
The bigs get bigger out in OKC.
That's a good fit.
So now they have Hartenstein, Chet,
wow,
along with Jalen Williams,
Caruso,
along with SGA, Caruso, Lou Dort.
They re-signed Isaiah Joe.
They re-signed Wiggins, their version of Aaron Wiggins.
The Jalens.
Okay, so he's not going anywhere.
Okay, so, like, and again, they could have a horrible year this year, but I was thinking about how, like, sometimes in life, not all the time, but sometimes in life, sometimes, like, the best deal you do is the one you don't end up making, right? I wanted the Warriors to get Dwight Howard. I think a lot of Warrior fans wanted the Warriors to get Dwight Howard. They ended up not getting Dwight Howard, and they pivoted to Andre Iguodala. It ended up being one of the greatest things that the Warriors have ever had happen to them. In an indirect way, Baron Davis leaving the organization to go to the Clippers is part of the reason why we have Steph Curry, right?
Not the worst thing in the world.
Okay? I'm not saying it's every single time. But the more and more I think about the Paul George deal, the more and more I realize that I was grasping at straws to try to have this thing not burn out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.